Fantasy World. Tales, Stories, Legends and More. Book G.
The Little Snake, Part 1. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful girl named Rose who lived with her father in a modest house in a small city. Rose's mother had died some years before when she was a little baby. The father loved Rose very much and worked hard to provide her with all that she needed. He worked in a factory and left home very early in the morning to go to work. Rose went to a school where she was in seventh grade and was happy. She had good friends there. Rose knew she had to study hard and be a good student because her father was poor and she wanted to get a good job in the future to help him. Every day, when she got back home, she made lunch and then she did her homework. She didn't complain, as she thought life was good. The school year ended and summer vacation came. All the kids had plans to go somewhere, except Rose. But it happened that one night Rose's father came home smiling from work and said, "Look, Rose, I had some savings, and I want you to go to your grandmother's house. You'll have your vacation trip, too." Rose was happy as her grandmother lived in a small town next to the beach on the coast. There were plenty of plants and flowers around, and all kinds of birds flew over the house every morning, not to mention the seagulls and pelicans that suddenly appeared in the sky over the ocean. Rose's grandmother loved to have her granddaughter there. Rose woke up very early each morning and took long walks on the beach and in the woods. She looked at the birds, picked flowers for her grandmother, and enjoyed getting her feet wet in a clear waterfall. One day, she saw a small house in the woods. When she came close to it, she saw a cage outside, and in the cage a small green snake. The snake looked very unhappy. Rose thought that it was not good to lock animals up, so she decided to free the snake. As soon as Rose opened the cage, the snake slid out and disappeared. Rose thought that some people are afraid of snakes, but she knew that not all snakes are dangerous. It was mid-August, and Rose knew her vacation was about to finish, so she and her new friends, Pablo and Nora, decided to go swimming. That day, the ocean wasn't very calm. Anyway, the children were enjoying it a lot, but suddenly a big wave covered them and Rose fell and hit a rock. "Help!" she yelled. Pablo and Nora helped her and took her home. It was a terrible experience, and because of the accident, Rose went blind. Her friends were very sorry for her, but couldn't do anything. Rose's grandmother decided to call a doctor, but he wasn't in town, and they had to wait at least 2 days until he came back from a trip.